MRV Architects of Juneau will take the project from conceptual drawings to detailed schematics for renovating the dilapidated downtown building. That includes redesigned spaces for the police department and borough administration. There is a lot more space now that the fire department and library have moved to new locations on Haugen Drive. Assemblymember John Hogue suggested the borough might still want to revisit the idea of moving the police station as well.
I am concerned that we end up putting the police building back in an area that elevation is too low should there be a major earthquake or tsunami. Ideally, it should be on higher ground. But while this is an attractive concept, because one, it leaves it downtown, which is good, and two, we look at remodeling this part of the municipal building, which is long past due, that need. We may be in a long-term pace in putting the police station in the wrong place.
The municipality had originally planned to build a new police station up Haugen Drive, but the assembly put aside that preliminary design earlier this year after the estimated cost of the new construction came in far higher than expected at over $9 million. Hogue thought the price was still too high for such a building, but he wondered whether the borough could lower that cost by situating a new police station so that it shared the new fire hall's parking lot. According to borough manager Steve Giesbrecht, architect Wayne Jensen took a look at that idea when he initially put together that first conceptual design.
His basic concept was to get the police station to fit what obviously involved building on the parking lot, as well as pretty much gutting the inside of the fire hall's admin area. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard that that was something everybody wanted to do.
So Giesbrecht said he did not ask MRV to look at that possibility. MRV's been working with the borough since the assembly decided to pursue renovations instead of building new. Mayor Mark Jensen wanted to stay on that path.
Now, I'm in favor of moving forward with this because there's potential that not only do we get the police station done, which has been dire need of it, we get the municipal building potentially upgraded as well.
The municipal building is more than a half century old, and local officials have long considered the police station a liability because of various structural and mechanical problems. If the downtown police station were knocked out of commission in an earthquake or tsunami, Assemblymember Cindy Lagadakis pointed out there was a redundant 911 system at the new fire hall. However, she asked manager Giesbrecht and other staff what would happen if there were prisoners in the local jail during such an emergency.
Do we have any potential backup plan for something like that? If there was an earthquake or any kind of an emergency that we had to move people out of that facility?
Probably have to evacuate them off the island or turn them loose. I mean, I hate to say it, that's a legitimate response. Yeah. If someone's being held for, you know, for drunk and disorderly, you know, you turn them loose in an event like that. I mean,
Giesbrecht added that he didn't mean to sound flippant. Releasing prisoners is actually part of the city's emergency response plan for evacuating the building, according to Fire and Emergency Medical Services Director Sandy Dixon. The assembly voted unanimously to contract with MRV Architects to design the renovations for the existing police station and municipal building at a cost of $91,000. Borough officials expect to have a cost estimate for the construction work itself by sometime in February. The borough currently has $4.1 million for the entire project. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.